This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A showdown is brewing between the Trump administration, Democrats, and Congress over access to a whistleblower's reported complaint about a conversation between President Trump and a foreign leader. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has details.
President Trump on Twitter denies saying anything inappropriate, but the administration has also reportedly ordered the intelligence community to withhold the substance of a whistleblower complaint from members of Congress. The government's intelligence watchdog said the blocked complaint is serious and urgent, but would not give details behind closed doors with the House Intelligence Committee. The committee chairman says withholding the complaint from Congress is an unprecedented departure from the law. The Washington Post reports the complaint stemmed from a call in which President Trump made a promise to a foreign leader. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. is weighing a response to Iran for the strike on Saudi Arabia's oil industry. AP's Ed Donahue.
Iran's foreign minister says a U.S. or Saudi Arabian attack on Iran would set off an all-out war. In Abu Dhabi, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says diplomacy is the way to work this out.
While the foreign minister of Iran is threatening all-out war and to fight to the last American, we're here to build out a coalition aimed at achieving peace.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says Iran can't get away with this.
Restoring deterrence is going to require a military response that will create some amount of pain so they'll be less likely to do this again. And to me, it's not an all-out war scenario unless Iran wants it to be.
Iran's foreign minister says they will have a lot of casualties, but they won't blink to defend their country. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Remnants of Tropical Storm Imelda drenched southeast Texas, forcing more than 1,000 rescues and evacuations because of rising floodwaters. It is largely targeting Houston, the U.S.'s fourth largest city. Forecasters predict the area will receive more than 100 centimeters of rain this week. This is VOA News. The U.S. military is joining federal, state, and local officials on the front lines of the battle to protect the country's elections from foreign interference. Defense Secretary Mark Esper made the announcement Thursday, saying that from now on, election security will be one of the military's enduring missions. Meanwhile, a U.S. Senate committee has agreed to send $250 million to the states to improve election systems. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The Appropriations Committee bipartisan funding is aimed at helping states provide stronger voter security in the coming elections. It's backed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, but he is still stalling a House-passed broader election security bill, saying the Trump administration has made enormous strides in protecting the nation's voting infrastructure. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer calls it a start, and while the Republicans seem to be coming around, the funding isn't all the money and reforms that the Democrats want. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The U.S. Justice Department is supporting a Muslim group's bid to open a mosque in the Midwestern state of Michigan, suing the city of Troy for blocking the proposed project. The department filed a lawsuit Thursday against the city of 80,000 north of Detroit under the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act. It's a federal law that protects houses of worship against discriminatory land use regulations. A similar lawsuit brought last year by the Muslim group, the Adam Community Center, accuses Troy officials of repeatedly blocking their efforts to open a place of worship and urging them to look at nearby cities to find a suitable location for a mosque. A powerful suicide truck bomb has devastated a hospital in southern Afghanistan, killing as many as 20 people, wounding more than 90 others, AP's Zaria Shakli.
The Taliban, who claimed responsibility for the bombing, have carried out nearly daily attacks since peace talks with the U.S. collapsed earlier this month. The massive explosion destroyed part of the hospital in Qalat, the capital of southern Zabul province, and left a fleet of ambulances broken and battered. Hours earlier, a drone attack in eastern Afghanistan's Nangarhar province, blamed on U.S. forces, killed and wounded as many as 30 people, most of them civilians. There is no immediate response to requests for comment from the U.S. military in Afghanistan. I'm Zaria Shakili.
U.S. federal regulators have opened a criminal probe into e-cigarette-related lung illnesses in the United States. There were 7 deaths and 530 confirmed and suspected cases of serious illness related to vaping by late Thursday. The Food and Drug Administration says it has no intention of prosecuting e-cigarette users, but says its Criminal Investigations Division can help federal authorities figure out why people are getting sick. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.